The Alberta Indigenous Games are on right now until August 19th. The games feature Indigenous youth from all around Alberta, as well as Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and even Montana. They will compete in a variety of different sports in venues around Edmonton. Jacob Hendy, the CEO of the Alberta Indigenous Games, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about the games and the excitement he has for them.
It's amazing to be here, how it's set up. We got our banners, we got our teepees here, we got the video. Martha's on the video, people can see. We got a lot of arts and crafts vendors. We got some food. This is the start of something's going to be big.
There are two new sports at this year's games, and Hendy has a passion for both.
We have historic first time ever skateboarding. There's a lot of skateboarders that I feel like sometimes don't feel like they're part of the typical athlete like basketball. Or you got to be an insane athlete with your balance and your tricks and everything. And it's an Olympic sport, so we're adding it. And as far as we know, it's first ever Indigenous tournament. We have flag football, which is huge. My daughter just played on the U18 National Indigenous Tackle football team in the national championships in Ottawa, and it was awesome. So many girls are loving football, and it's growing. So we're starting with flag football. We're doing co-ed flag football this year, so that's our two new sports that we have. It's going to be really fun.
When it comes to the impact of the Alberta Indigenous Games, Hendy says that these games mean the world to those who compete in them.
There's a lot of barriers. There's a lot of people, a lot of youth still trying to find out who they are, and we feel that our games help remind them, help give them that gathering experience, see other Indigenous youth like themselves from all over. That they love sports, that they have families, that they have struggles, that and everyone can kind of bond together and connect, and it gives them that space to feel safe. There's a lot of effects from intergenerational trauma, from 60 school, presidential schools, systemic racism, and a lot of kids have never played it on an organized team sport because of that. We have a lot of urban athletes, but now they can feel connected. They're able to feel connected to their community. It's like a big giant family.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.